Welcome to another in our series of Politics and Review podcasts. Perhaps the biggest election-oriented news of the week again comes from Ohio, which has been the most active state in the early going. After saying he would announce his Senate campaign in March, Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan is beginning to backtrack. He said in a recent interview that his final decision about running is still in the near future, but would not be forthcoming in March. Representative Ryan, who was in the 2020 presidential contest for a short time, might be the Democrats' best option for the open Senate race. With Ohio most likely losing a seat in reapportionment, the congressman also has a realistic problem in that the collapsed district could well be his, coming from the declining Youngstown-Warren-Akron area. Therefore, we can expect serious political movement again coming from the Buckeye State after the Census Bureau announces reapportionment on April 30th. Whether or not Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley will run for an eighth term remains a mystery, but we did see action during the week. The senator, who will be 89 years of age before the next election, is the last of the group elected the same night when Ronald Reagan first won the presidency. Senator Grassley, who said he will make a decision about re-election much later this year, recently filed his 2022 campaign committee with the Federal Election Commission. This does not mean he is declaring his candidacy, but it may be a clue to his future plans. Candidate filing has been completed for three special congressional elections, two from Louisiana and one in Texas. Two of the three feature widows running for the seats to which their late husbands were elected. In Louisiana, Julia Letlow is a candidate to succeed her late husband, Luke Letlow, and Susan Wright is running in an attempt to win deceased Congressman Ron Wright's district in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Ms. Letlow is favored among a field of 12 candidates to win the Louisiana race that is scheduled for March 20th. Ms. Wright, however, looks to have competition in what appears to be a more hotly contested special election in North Texas. She faces a field of 15 other candidates for a total of 8 Republicans and 8 Democrats for the May 1st election. Also in Louisiana, Democratic former Representative Cedric Richmond, who resigned to accept a position in the Biden administration, will see his second district seat also go to special election on March 20th. There, another 15 Democrats, Republicans, and Independents will compete in a race that is likely to send two Democrats into an April 24th runoff election. The confirmation of Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo as U.S. Secretary of Commerce means that the state's Lieutenant Governor, Dan McKee, assumes the Ocean State's governorship. Ms. Raimondo was ineligible to seek re-election next year because of the state term limit law, but now Governor McKee will have a year and a half in office before the all-important Rhode Island Democratic primary in September of 2022. Though he will be contested, the time in office obviously gives Governor McKee a huge advantage heading into that campaign. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.